Okay, we are back. A very important event coming up. A lot of folks are on the phone line. Amanda will get to them right now. We'll ask them to kind of state the case, names of each and everything else. And we welcome those participating. Thanks, folks, for coming on with us here.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you can just identify yourselves for the audience, gang, just to let people know who you are, who you represent. We'll talk about the event. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Koenig. I'm the superintendent of schools of Long Island's best-kept secret, the Central Islip School District.
I'm John Anthony. I'm the director of the Central Islip High School Concert Choir and Show Choir, the kids primarily who are putting on this event.
Hi, I'm Janine Eklund. I am the dance director for the Central Islip High School Show Choir and the event director for this event.
Good morning, Jay. Dick Iannuzzi. I'm a vice chair on the ALS Ride for Life, a local not-for-profit that raises funds to help fight this deadly disease.
No question. The Fabulous Four with us. I'll just throw it out there, folks. Tell us about the event first, and we'll get into a couple of particulars. Anybody who wants to go ahead with that, we'll talk event right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, this is John. Have a Heart and Make a Joyful Noise, this is number 9 for us. It's a series of concerts, benefit concerts that we've done over the years where the kids are promoting a charity that they would like to give back to because we've been supported so much ourselves. And this year our choice for charity was the ALS Ride for Life, and we could not be more honored to be raising funds for this wonderful organization. And much needed funds, especially in the areas of research, so we can find out what it is that makes this disease happen and so we can cure it. The kids, my students, are really super excited about putting on this show and raising a lot of awareness for ALS.
And no question. I had mentioned, to Barbara, who helped set this up for us this morning, I lost a very good friend. We lost a very good friend, a neighbor. It's a disease that everybody can relate to. If you're a baseball fan, the days of Lou Gehrig, which started it all as far as the notoriety and everything else. But certainly nobody is immune to this. Right, folks?
Sure.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And we were very honored. We're paying tribute to Lou Gehrig, doing a lot of wonderful dance numbers. And it's going to be a joyful event, henceforth the Make a Joyful Noise. So we want people to be blessed and have a good time. So it's a great concert and just an entertainment value as well.
Right,
well,
so
I think,
let's
as you know,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Jay, as you know, ALS is a neuromuscular disease. It's sadly always fatal. 90% of people die in less than 5 years, and at this point, there's still no cure. So ALS Ride for Life was started in 1998. With the goal of raising money for research, patient services, and to spread awareness. And since then, we've raised over $8 million, and the opportunity here to be part of this wonderful concert will allow us to do more of our work.
Without question. And it comes down, all these insidious diseases, ladies and gentlemen, comes down to money. I mean, without the money, the research can't be done. Without the research, the cures will not be in place. And that's why the events such as this that'll take place that puts so much emphasis, that puts the spotlight on a disease of this nature, it has to be. You need more of these types of deals because, the more people know about this disease, the better. And it's not, don't think it's somebody who, when they turn 65, here you go. No. Okay. Big case in the world of sports, Steve Gleason from the New Orleans Saints. He got hit with ALS at age 32, I believe it was. Nobody's immune to this. And that's why you have to have the research, you have to have the dollars, and hopefully, if not in my lifetime, my kids, and if not in theirs, their kids. You got to have some sort of a cure come in place. But that the only thing that can help are the dollars, right, folks?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it's the awareness, of course, that's also so important, which is why we had it was amazing when Chris Pendergrass came to the high school and met with all of the kids in the choir. And for them, I mean, all the kids have heard about the ALS bucket challenge in the past, so they knew what that was. But I don't think they had ever really seen up close, literally, the disease right in front of their, you know, right in front of them. And Chris was able to explain, you know, what his life is like on a daily basis and how years ago he was a teacher himself, and he was married, had kids, and how this slowly progressed to the, where he is today. And it really raised a lot of awareness in the kids in that room. And, of course, they will go out and talk about it, and the more awareness, the better.
You know, as part of that awareness work, Jay, Chris and other patients, we actually visit over 90 schools doing presentations on ALS, and then in the spring, we do what we call a ride, which is the patients travel in their wheelchairs back to these schools, sort of like Olympic athletes, and the kids meet them on the sidewalk and cheer them along. It's a great uplifting for the both of the students and the patients, and it's all about awareness.
Without question. Without awareness, we can't figure it out. Go ahead, Howard.
I was just going to say that, and you said it before, what we have to do is we have to raise the funds to support the research to finally destroy this disease and get it off the books. And that's one of the things that we're doing with this concert. So I want you to know how we're doing this by running this concert and selling tickets. And Janine will tell you how we're doing that.
Yes, and just also to
go ahead,
add
we only have time, Janine. Janine, we only have time to claim the event. Give us the date and how people can get those tickets. Go ahead.
All right. I'm giving that to you right now. It's February 1st, this Saturday, 7:15. We have a great Chinese auction as well. JoyfulCharities.com. That's where you go to for all the information at Central ISOP High School. My phone number as well will be there, and you can call me and get more information. But everything's on the website, joyfulcharities.com.
All right, well done. We'll keep on top of that all week long. That's joyfulcharities.com. Folks, nothing more important than putting this one to rest, and that is ALS without question. Can't thank all for a couple of minutes. Maybe we'll get you back on Friday if we have some time. But we'll keep certainly hyping up that site. How's that?
Thank you.
We really appreciate that. Thank you so much.